Jerry.
Sign fuck.
Great energy. I love it. This is us on NBC.
I don't know if you noticed this. I've had some beer. Okay.
yeah.
No this kidding. Is. What are you drinking, Harbor? Let's talk.
We're drinking the Chiladas, boys. The Chiladas are
Arizona's
beer.
Oh, that is rock bottom.
Rock bottom. I've never heard of it.
I think you started there.
What type of beer is that? What is it? Like, cause you, I don't know.
Chilada?
Yeah. What is it?
Tomato juice, clam juice, lime, and spices.
What the fuck?
It's basically a Caesar.
It's like a Bloody Mary Caesar.
It's a Caesar with beer.
Oh no.
Don't knock until you try it.
It's drinkable. It's drinkable.
I've had Caesars, all right? I enjoy Caesars.
I don't. They're okay.
Caesar these dick up your ass, man.
I don't usually drink a Caesar. I'll have a Caesar maybe once every like 2 or 3 years.
I had like one Caesar while I was up there in Canada last time, and I don't know if it was just the way like Sasha, I don't think he made it because I was kind of far gone by that point, but the way that they made it there, but it just tasted
well. You
nothing.
Had a home producer Sasha made you a homemade Caesar?
No, he didn't. At least I don't.
Okay,
because
that
he
would
did.
Be the worst way to have a Caesar. Like, no offense to producer Sasha, but like,
what the hell?
You don't want
selling them down see, the river.
A homemade Caesar for the most part is not a great experience.
I don't
because
think
you've got,
so.
You have to source the clam juice, all right? And you don't want someone to get supermarket clam juice.
Last time, I can't remember much of why. When I just know that I had. Had a Caesar,
yeah,
and it tasted nothing but like clams. It just tasted all clam all the time.
Yeah, it's like Clams Casino or whatever the hell that saying is.
What?
Isn't that
what?
A thing?
No,
is,
what?
Is it
no, clam- explain this. Explain
is it,
this.
Is it Clams Casino a saying? Like, isn't that a thing? What is, why, what is Clams Casino?
Is it just something- the fact that you might find a pearl? Is that a Clams Casino?
Oh, no, it's a dish. It's a, Clams Casino is a clam on the half shell dish with breadcrumbs and bacon. Green peppers are also a common ingredient.
Great.
Why did you think it was a saying?
I don't know. I didn't. I just remember seeing the phrase Clams Casino. I was word associating, and then we ended up here. I've never had Clams Casino, but it originated in your worst state, Rhode Island.
Excellent research, Malcolm. That's why we keep you aboard.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He's the Googler, ladies and gentlemen.
The you Googler.
I'm Googling it because I had to look up what Clams Casino was all about.
I wanted to talk about something that was very important that happened today.
The clams, bacon, and other ingredients are cooked in various ways depending on the recipe, and then added with breading to half the clam shell and baked or broiled, grilled from above. To a golden brown.
I just want to live in the more whimsical world you inhabited momentarily when you thought it was a saying for something.
Yeah, apparently
yes,
it started.
We're all living in a clams casino.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to like.
Well, isn't this just a clams casino?
Damn, I didn't get a pearl. What a, you know, life's a clams casino.
I thought it was something like, you know, like the bee's knees or the real McCoy. I thought like, you know, just like, shucks, looks like I came up at the Clams Casino. Like,
yeah, came like, up short at the Clams Casino. That's my new phrase.
That's a pretty good
phrase.
Saying. That's pretty good.
There's some sense you can draw from it too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's close Clams enough casino. Because
it's also the title of the episode.
Yeah, already.
Almost. Certainly, that is a banger. That is a 10
also
out of 10.
It could have like sexual connotations. You know, damn, you know, I struck out on the date. You know, came short at the Clams Casino.
That's pretty good.
That's,
I like
that's
that.
Pretty good.
Like
it's
that
pretty
especially.
Good. It's just a phrase for not being late on the first date.
Yeah. The dame didn't want to come back to my place. It looks like it came
I got
short
bounced
clams
from the
casino.
Clams Casino.
I found something off you guys yeah. here since we're all funny comedians.
Yeah,
we
sure.
Get
sure.
All the time, right?
If that's how you want to interpret that.
I was thinking
that.
Of a tag today. This tag is just a tag that could be tagged whenever you're talking about kids, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Right? So
because you know how we always do that.
So when you're talking about kids, when you're talking about kids, they always say the darndest things, you know, and sometimes jokes end like that. Like, and the kids said, yada, yada, yada. Well, you can say, well, kids, they almost never speak with any kind of sense. You show me a kid that speaks sense and I'll show you a midget.
Is there more to this? That's not a tag. That's the joke. What are you talking about?
You said it was a tag.
It is a tag because you followed it up from the funny thing the kid said. The joke is what the kid says. That's okay, why
so the kid said, looks like...
the kid said the darndest thing, and you just followed up.
So wait, so I'm accusing like a younger cousin or nephew or something of being like not a real kid? Is that the joke?
No, no, it's tangentially related.
Yeah, so the kid says... But you know, the kid says something funny like, "I saw Uncle Peter and this mysterious blonde woman making out at the park." And then you go,
"They say the darndest things."
Sounds like midget talk. No,
who are you, Peter Dinklage?
You know, kids, they don't talk with a lot of sense. They don't give a lot of thought to what they say. You show me a kid that gives some thought to what he says, I'll show you a dwarf.
There you go. That's the better. That's the
like dwarf better way. Than yeah.
I think dwarf is funnier. I think dwarf is funnier.
You think dwarf is funnier?
Well, yeah, because it's like dwarf talk. It sounds, again, it sounds more whimsical.
Yeah,
whimsical.
The beer drinkers in the audience, they love whimsy. They're here for whimsy. They want me to
Of course,
more whimsical.
Yeah. All whimsy all the time. That's what you get in this.
Whimsy.
I just have my penis out during my set. That's how I get the laughs.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Yeah, some people go. Yeah, but it's actually just your finger in your pants the whole
you
time.
You just have your finger through your zipper.
Robert didn't even laugh at that. That's a very funny idea to have your penis out. I guess it wouldn't be so funny because he would make his audience feel insecure. But like for people like me and Malcolm, having our penis out during our set is very fucking funny.
Yeah I think
I would just keep I don't think I agree with that.
Malcolm's just like, yeah. Yeah. All right. It was a good tag, though, right?
Yeah, but I will say this: if that was your act, and you were doing that at an uncensored comedy night, but you were only doing really clean jokes like the dwarf thing, like it'd be so funny. It would be like such a ridiculous.
Mr. Rogers on stage, with
like it's like
out.
you guys said it was okay. It's uncensored comedy. I got my cock out, and I'm telling jokes about my wife doesn't get the whole milk anymore. Like that's just like
Harper. I need you and me to go. To that weird uncensored comedy club or the canceled comedy club in Texas and really tear them a new one.
I'm just going to say a bunch of words I'm not supposed to. That'll be my whole thing. What do you mean like? You know what words?
At isn't that the whole point of the canceled comedy club that you're supposed to say those words?
I think so.
I don't think they'll just let you go up there and sing fucking Johnny Rebel songs for 5 minutes, will they?
I mean, they could, but you will get booed because they're not saying what they came. They want to hear white guys tell it as it is.
Yeah. the perfect the demographic art. To know
that's what they want.
Black guys are always telling it like it is, but the white people, what's going on?
What's going on?
We're lying to ourselves out here.
You know,
the confused look on Harper's face right now. What's up, buddy? What's on your mind?
I have no hockey team. It's over.
No, you do not. I'm sorry.
Do you know what Warhammer 40K is, Malcolm?
No, what is it?
So Warhammer 40K is this universe where humanity is like collapsed in on itself after becoming super advanced. Like they live on all kinds of planets and they got robots serving their every needs. Then some crazy shit happens in the fourth dimension that disconnects humanity from itself, right?
Yeah.
So there's a collective spirit that joins together in the form of a superhuman called the Emperor of Mankind who goes across the stars uniting people. It all sounds very romantic, does it not?
It does.
Yeah, well, there's this place called, I forget what it is. It's like a big shining city made by the most religious nut that was born of the emperor's loins. His name is Lorgar, and that's what I think of Salt Lake City. So whenever I associate the two, I now have to think about my hockey franchise, and it makes me want to hit my balls with a ball peen hammer.
Well, that's why they call it a ball peen hammer, right?
Is it ball peen? Am I mispronouncing that?
No, it's ball peen. It's ball peen.
Ball peen?
Ball peen? Not
yeah,
ball peen.
Ball peen hammer. That's what it's called.
Ball penis.
Ball penis hammer. Ball there you go. There you go.
There it is. 3-1, guys. 3-1.
Ball.
Ball. Penis. Joke. Hammer. Penis.
That's called
joke.
A hat trick.
Hammer. Joke.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a good, like, it's funny because before the podcast, Robert was just like, there's nothing since been in the news. It's been such a quiet week. It's just like really the opposite of that.
It's been what so much has happened. Okay, OJ died. Not that big a deal. He's been had OJ cancer died. For like the last 5 years. Not that big
a deal. He's a legendary wide receiver.
Yeah. Bills Hall of Fame, right? Wide receiver or running back.
Is it running back? Who gives a shit? He killed two people. That's what really happened.
Well, he was found not guilty, so.
But then he was found civilly liable in a further lawsuit brought by Goldwise family? I knew it was Gold something.
The glove fits, boys. You saw it. You all saw it.
The glove was obviously didn't fit on purpose because he put his thumb in a weird way. It was so obvious and they got away with it.
It was the 90s, all right? Things were different, all right?
Gloves didn't fit. It was the 90s. Fit. People were dumb.
They're still dumb. They're actually probably dumber now.
More dumb.
No,
more dumb.
I think you have a real dumber solid case there to say that everyone is a lot dumber than they used to be.
Yeah.
And
Conan O'Brien broke the internet with his Hot Ones interview. A show that was on the cusp of death. Because
it looks like he has cum coming out of his mouth. That's the only reason why.
Also, Conan O'Brien is just an amazing interviewer. So when we have two people who are really good interviewers kind of collide, it's good stuff happens.
He's just hilarious. I do agree. Like the discourse right now has been, why did Conan O'Brien lose the Tonight Show? And why did we give it to Jay Leno? And for that, I blame my grandparents. All right. It's their fault.
That's an argument that's like 15 years too late.
Yeah, well, a lot of fucking Gen Zers are just getting word that he apparently had the Tonight Show in 2009.
People like, are like 20 and being like, what the hell, guys? Why didn't Conan get the Tonight Show?
Yeah, why did he not get to keep it? And why do I have to live in a world where Jimmy Fallon is the Tonight Show host? Also, here's the other thing, Gen Zers. Why do you give a shit about the Tonight Show? It's a dead format.
I don't even think most of them probably saw the Tonight Show or even like grew up with Leno or any of that shit.
No, they grew. Yeah, they're like growing up being like, man, I'm such a Seth Meyers head. I love watching Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert. He was really, he's that old head of late night TV.
He's just like, I'm really sad that James Corden's off the air.
Yeah, he retired, man. What's he doing nowadays?
I loved his fat antics.
Everybody, let's just real quick. Can we say some affirmations for Sasha? Why don't you start us off there, Malcolm?
All right, Sasha. What a guy.
Donald Trump affirmations.
Only the best editor.
The best.
I opened the file. I saw the size was uncompressed, and I said, "Wow."
He has been uploading all his shorts for about a week now.
Wow. I said, this guy.
He's going to be so mad that I said that.
I said, I looked at this guy. I said, I can't believe he's half Irish. I didn't see it coming.
What were we talking about that was so fucking funny? We were all
I was doing affirmations.
Yeah, affirmations. You guys were like, let's get some genuine affirmations from Sasha.
Yeah, because you were, and then you guys, I was doing affirmations, and you guys were like, what if I sprinkled a little bit of racism in?
That's true. We did that. That's not important right now.
That was
Harper. It was one guy, one of you did it, and then the other one was like, we have to cut it out. But just to make sure everyone
just
knows
what I
need to
be. Knew what it was.
But to go back to the affirmation, Sasha. You are, what can I say? Just a gem. You do that thing. You do that thing.
He's got a bit of, what is it? He's got a bit of joie de vivre. Is that what?
Yeah,
it
you
is?
Got that. Joie de vivre. You know, I'll pass it on to you. I think you have bigger words. I said, "What a guy," and I think that's a great affirmation.
What a guy is not an affirmation.
You know, I'll take this from you, Robert.
Please.
Sasha, you look and sound like a Hollywood actor, and frankly, I think that you should be casting yourself in big roles, if you could. I think you should go down to an agent of some description, not just for your voice, but for your looks as well. Because you've got that girlish figure that men say, I could have a beer with him and take him home. Those are big, big qualities in a man these days.
Oh my God.
That perfectly trimmed beard.
Oh!
When you had a mustache, well, let's just say we would have made you the town bike and everyone would have wanted to ride on that 10 speed. Isn't that right, fellas?
Wow, 10 speeds. Jesus.
10 speeds.
He hits it from the back, the front, the side, upside down, forwards, backwards, reverse, neutral. That's right, baby.
Neutral.
He's got AM and FM for when you
Yeah, neutral. He can be a dead fish if he wants to.
He's got that floppy top, if you know what I mean.
Ugh. Sasha doesn't get hard unless he sees $100. That's true.
Yeah, just the smell of it probably sets him off, though.
His significant other is going broke.
Yeah, Sasha, I just want to give you this. Sometimes when you're talking, it sounds like John Mulaney's talking to me.
These are not affirmations.
That is just turning into a roast.
We should have just progressed into a roast. Fuck.
A couple episodes back, we had the roast of the Robert Delilah roast of at Buck Panic. Now we're doing the Seinfuck roast of at Sasha Husband VO.
And I refuse. Sasha, you're incredible. I love you. We love you. And you have a very cute pet. Is he a gerbil or a hamster? I know.
You don't even know what his pet is. You gotta be like, oh, it's so cute. It's a rodent of some sort.
I know it's a really cute rodent. I know it's called Bear because he makes fun of me for that whole bear thing.
Fun fact, yeah, the bear. It was named Bear after Robert's bear snafu. But
oh, got him.
I don't like calling it a snafu. I'm just stupid. It's fine. I've come to bury myself.
Well, here's the thing. I was trying to give you some dignity.
I'll bury myself with that cross.
Instead, you were like, I want a humiliation kink. Let's get it out.
Are you into that, Robert?
No, not really. I mean, unless it comes from women.
Yeah, I don't want to get you sexually off. All right? I don't want that. I don't want that.
You're so stupid. Fuck you, idiot. Robert, a notoriously straight man, we're asking this fucking question to asking us if I'll like fucking take him out on a leash tomorrow while he's wearing bondage gear or something. Wake up. What the fuck are you talking about? Only for women. That's what I'm talking about, you fucking Lance Trader. I made that word up. What do you think? That sound real?
Lance Trader? It does kind of sound like a real word, doesn't it?
All right.
We're yeah. Real, yeah. It's like
I'm going to Google that and find it's really racist.
Yeah.
No way.
No, it's like Clams Casino all over again.
Yeah. The world that Malcolm imagined is much more whimsical.
This whole podcast is just going to be us delivering sesquipedalias. I learned that from several podcasts that informed me that I'm using sesquipedalias. You know, speaking of this whole coyotes thing, I was on the Chirpin' Yotes podcast talking about what the franchise means to me.
I saw your screen cap. I was really enthralled by like half the hosts looking like they're recording in like, I don't know, a dorm room.
What the fuck's it matter? What the fuck does any of this matter anymore?
It's just the broke coyotes.
I hate you. You're not a real person. You were born without a soul. You're a golem. Anyway, they were great to have me on, and I appreciate them giving me the platform. Lovely, lovely people.
Yeah, shout out to Chirpin' Yotes podcast.
Chirpin'
Yotes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah. Someone stepped up and said that the 12-year deal is what got us kicked out of Glendale. But I remembered a joke where someone said, it was like, no, they wanted us to sign a 50-year deal in Gila River Arena. So I said it, and everyone thought I was serious.
I was
so hot in the face. I felt so stupid.
They're like, whoa, I didn't know that. That's really good information.
No, they were actually just like, actually, it was 12. And I was just like, no.
Yeah, you guys, and then you just tell them, you're like, you guys told me you were listening to Seinfuck. What the fuck, guys?
Oh, no. I promo the fuck out of this podcast. I'm dedicated to this podcast, okay?
Yeah. This podcast or the Chirpin' Yotes podcast?
This podcast. This podcast I am ride or die for. I retweet it and like it every week because I want my followers to enjoy high quality content. Isn't that right, boys? Can we get a round of applause?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
How about a round of applause? Beat off. Yeah. Beat off on command.
We're just going to Pavlov in, like, prepare our audience ship.
But yeah. The week that you put the promo up about the Coyotes movie, I did not like or retweet it. I'll tell you why. because I cannot be seen promoting that kind of thing. It would put me in a position of weakness. I am like a well-respected figure.
Yeah. We gotta not talk about the coyotes.
I'm sorry. It's really on my mind. I'm really fucking bummed out, if you can believe it.
I do believe it. Now, you can get into the Suns, basketball Suns. You got Durant. You got Booker.
Oh, great.
You got Beal.
Phoenix Suns, who blow a lead to the – not even a lead. Didn't blow anything. Went fucking – what was it? 30-4 in the first quarter? 30-4.
That's actually quite – that's sad. 30,
against the Clippers with no stars. All of their big guys are out. Our big three are on the fucking court. Malcolm, you think this is fucking hilarious, don't you?
You've sucked to losing. Well, you were talking about the Clippers, and they are a better team.
Not without their stars or
not. Were they not playing with their stars? I don't even know who's on like their bench.
Half their roster. I'm surprised we did anything.
I just speaking of basketball, did you guys watch the Final Four?
Yes.
I did too. Harper?
No, I didn't, because sports lets me down. Sports disappoints me. And I'm thinking of moving states.
Which state would you go to? Would you follow the team to Utah?
Once upon a time, I said I would. And I'm honestly considering following through. But I'm waiting to see how the jersey looks.
I feel bad because... like there, I made a joke like in a kind of a group chat where you like I kind of ironically in our fantasy hockey pool this year named your team the Salt Lake City Mormons.
You were late. It's like you're begging for it to happen, dude.
By the end of this season, it actually kind of came true.
You manifested.
No, I didn't. There was also the Stanley Park Coyotes. Why aren't they playing in Stanley Park? Why didn't you tell me that?
That would be so funny if the move was Vancouver wants a second team and it's been granted.
Like, you know what, to be honest with you, if it moved anywhere other than Utah, I think I would have still supported the team, but I hate Utah.
But you hate Utah.
So you would have been like, if they were in Houston, it would have been like, all right.
Yeah, the Arrows had a sick jersey and you know it.
Yeah, that's true. The Arrows is a great, that's like going to be a great logo once that finally happens. There's no history of hockey in Utah except for the 2002 Olympics, 2004?
They have 1/4 the population of just the Phoenix metro area alone in the entire state. This is not a real hockey market. And I'm about to turn into fucking some sort of repressed Jets fan who follows around Coyotes Twitter just to be like, I hope they lose. I hope they fucking lose. And I hope they relocate because of it, because no one shows up to the games with this poverty franchise. We need to stop talking about Coyote, Malcolm. You keep derailing the subject. We well, we're talking affirmations for Sasha. Robert, you never win.
I just told him he was very awesome and sweet and nice. And I appreciate all the support he gives me as a good friend.
I love women with fucked up teeth. That may be something wrong with me. I'm out.
Yeah, that might just be. So yeah, Lea Seydoux, what do you think, Malcolm? Anya Taylor-Joy and Lea Seydoux, how would you feel, like, specifically? Are they, like, too hot? She's almost too attractive to the point where, like, it's like you feel like you shouldn't be attracted to her? Like, you shouldn't sexualize her?
I never said that.
Well, and who was the other person?
Lea Seydoux.
Who's Lea Seydoux?
Oh,
the French actress.
Yes, French. She is the like the tooth gap.
Of the two, I'm picking Anya Taylor-Joy.
Heinous.
It's close. It's a close one. Yeah, I would say I'm leaning towards Anya Taylor-Joy. There's just something about the eyes.
Is there anybody like you think who you find attractive, but you feel like you shouldn't find them attractive in the point that they're like, feel like they're too hot for that?
Oh,
like they feel like you like having sexual feelings for them or anything like that. It feels like it should be out of bounds.
Well, that's a good question. Like you say, so they have like a feat, like they're striking, but there's like a feature where you're like, what's going on there?
Yeah, just like, what's going on there? What's the deal with that? This person looks like they've either like descended from pharaohs and centuries of inbreeding, or like someone made them in like a 3D model maker.
Yeah. I mean, Gal Gadot is great, and then you start looking into her politics and you're like, okay.
She's just a bad actress.
She's a bad actress, but she's a great model.
Tilda Swinton.
I don't get it. No, I'm not.
I have some weird attraction to Tilda Swinton, and
I don't get it. I'm not into it. Next. I will say this. Tilda Swinton's 63 years old, and you actually can't tell.
I think the actresses for a long time have either met the same kind of requirements for a build type, or their faces are a sort of like unrealistic portrayal of feminine qualities. And I think that the superficial is probably the biggest turnoff for anyone. I don't think it's just me. I think that seeing superficial qualities in a woman is something in your brain triggers and says, this woman is trying to deceive you, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I got one.
Mia Goth?
I think Lady Gaga. There's something about Lady Gaga that...
Oh, I love a good nose. Don't cut it out. I love a good nose.
I still kind of want to doink Rhea Ripley, but Rhea Ripley would never top me, so it is what it is.
Why can't I have a... Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You know what?
Actually, all the female celebrities I'd want to bone are all wrestlers. So I don't know what that says about me.
It just says you love wrestling.
I love butts. That's what it says.
I'm looking at...
Love butts and the 8-pack abs.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah. I want her to do everything for me.
33 most stunning and odd-looking women, and number one is Natalie Dormer from Game of Thrones. She's just a very conventionally attractive
woman. That is fuck off.
Yeah, Mila, was it Jovovich? She's number two, also just stunning. This list is on, what was the website? It was on Ranker.com, so very, very accurate, Ranker.com.
We have a dedicated team.
I don't know, there just isn't like, I can't really think of anything. And the problem is when you look up like, you know, like weird looking favorite weird actors, actresses, it's just always just Christopher Walken. Like, you're like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, Google's useless nowadays anyway.
I guess the other one would be Aubrey Plaza.
She's weird looking to you?
Aubrey Plaza's weird looking.
I don't know. I'm not. But I know people like there's that energy with her that is like.
Was it just a quirky energy?
That quirky energy.
The post Manic Pixie Dream Girl where they're just strange.
Yeah, exactly. She's like in another life, she's like, you know, fucking around with cats in a bad way.
Either that or yeah, or she's like you're just walking through an insane asylum in the 19th century and she just screams at you through the bars like, oh, she's kind of cute.
Yeah, and she's like plays the role of her like the ghost of her mother.
Harper, you look so miserable.
How could they do this to me? How can they take something I love and just sell it up the fucking river? How could I get promised the moon and get fucking fool's gold, boys? How could this have happened to me?
Which stage of what is it? Which stage of loss is this? Is this just depression?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm moving through them all repeatedly very quickly.
Just a malaise.
Grief. Stages of grief. That's it. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
I'll tell you where I'm at real quick.
Yeah, what's up? Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
Well, I went through denial. I thought something would happen last minute, and it didn't. I went through anger. I thought about Googling Alex Mariuelo's address. Didn't do it.
I think you're at bargaining right now. I think you're in bargaining.
I'm not at bargaining. I know this is never going to happen. I know that once.
I think you're so sad you've just skipped over bargaining completely.
Yeah, and that's where the bargaining is going to come back. That's my prediction is you're at bargaining.
The whole bargaining thing that you're supposed to feel is, oh, well, you know, they'll get the team back once Mariuelo builds the arena. He's not going to do fuck all. He's lied.
Yeah.
He's lied to all of us. I've been lied to by a billionaire for the millionth time in my life.
The millionth?
Fuck, dude. Anyway, yeah, Margot Robbie can probably get it.
Well, she's just a very beautiful woman.
I
do kind of want to explore that a little bit, something that you touched on lightly, Harbor, the fact that like certain people, certain celebrities are just starting to look really similar. Like there's like a very...
Like, people fucking simp over Zendaya. What the fuck does Zendaya do?
She's hot and she's a great actress.
She's
hot. I don't even know about hot. Like hot, yeah, if she was real... I don't even feel like she's real, I guess, is the disconnect.
She is real.
If she was like right next to me and she was like, that's so interesting, Buck. How funny, Buck.
You would think she's like a hallucination.
Yeah. Well, in the first place, yeah. But if she touched me, I'd be like, oh. And then I'd wonder if she was making fun of me.
Or no. What does this woman want from me? What is she trying
to steal from me? Anyway,
I think that says a lot about you, Harper.
You know, lots of things can say a lot of things about me right now. I'm an open book. Ask me anything. I'll answer truthfully.
We'll ask some questions. A quick question: Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Sprite or 7-Up?
7-Up.
Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Pens or pencils?
Pencils.
All right. Butter or margarine?
Margarine for most situations, butter for dedicated meals.
Caprese salad or Caesar salad?
These questions are getting hard. I'm not sure what to say about Caesar. Right. I say
whole milk or 2%?
2%.
Oof.
Tastes better than whole milk. I'll fire it and die on that.
Ford or Honda?
Hyundai.
Detroit or Flint?
They both suck.
What?
They both suck. You got to pick one.
You can't drink the tap water in either of them. I guess I'll go with the one with the hockey team. All right. Because I don't got one no more.
Oh, no. He was always going to bring it back.
New York or L.A.?
They both suck.
You got to pick one.
New York. I think the idea of more rats than people in a single place is hysterical.
All right. Do you believe that there's a rumor that says that the rats have been dispelled from Alberta and Canada? Do you believe that's true?
I'm going to show up and bring some rats. No.
Reintroduce. That counts as an answer.
Switzerland or Ukraine? All right, we got to cut that.
so you're cutting the truth now.
Now, my grandpa used to say that he believed that 9/11 was started and paid for by the guys who founded Domino's Pizza.
So what? Your grandpa had dementia?
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
No. It was just an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that he started believing in because he was on the internet in the 2000s at a time when he should not have been, but he was very apt.
He was very apt?
Yeah.
Define apt for me. Like dad believing that 9/11 was caused by a Jewish conspiracy.
Not my dad.
My grandfather. Sorry.
My grandfather who once bought a motorcycle and said this was part of Hitler's fleet.
The more I learn about your family, the more I'm just terrified.
They're terrifying people. But yeah, when I say apt, I mean that like for a guy who was born in the 30s, he was a little more ahead of the curve when it came to like using the internet in the 2000s than anyone else of that generation.
Okay. I don't think apt is the right word for
that. Then what word would you use it, you grammar Nazi?
Up to date. He was hip. He was with the times. When you say apt, it means it is something that belongs with something else. That is an apt description.
Yeah.
Not an out. Therefore, he is apt.
I get it. I got apt wrong. I rolled, I rolled snake eyes at the old Clams Casino. All right.
Yeah, you lost at craps at the Clam Casino. Now you're not getting all
of you. Both of you should fucking. I don't know. Something should happen to both of you. Maybe negative, maybe positive. Malcolm, you should win $1 million. Robert, you should win $1 million.
Oh, thank you.
And then one of you should have it taken away from you. You can decide amongst yourselves which it is.
I think
we'll fight.
Grandpa's. Yeah, and Harper will be a little old me, being like,
I'll be a little Caesar up there. I'll be giving you the fucking the thumb on the pedestal, deciding which of you has fought more valiantly. I'm gonna make you fight with big sporks.
Sporks.
Those are so funny, right? Big sporks.
Oh, sporks.
I feel like that's a little bit too police squad.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on to the.
That's a movie. Submission. That's a movie that I feel like I'm surprised hasn't been remade. Like I feel like Police Squad is.
Please do not give Hollywood.
Or not Police Squad. Police
Naked Gun. You're just surprised that it's not a series that hasn't been remade.
Well. Sorry, I was thinking Police Academy, the movies, but they are remaking Naked Gun with Liam Neeson in the Leslie Nielsen role.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be very good. Like, it can't be.
There's literally one thing that Liam Neeson did that was funny, and it was him and Ted 2 in a 10-second cameo role.
No. His best comedic performance is in Life's Too Short, where he's doing the, like, I'm doing improv scene. Have you ever seen that? Where it's like, no, it's Warwick Davis, Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant, and like Liam Neeson comes in and he's like, I'm doing improv. And then he just keeps going. He's like, I have AIDS. Like, he just kept saying that. Like, and it'd be like, you're a green grocer. And like, to like, Ricky Gervais is like, you're, you know, I'm a green grocer and you're a customer.
Setting roles
to do the improv. Out. And then every time it was just like, you know, like, he just kept being like, I have contracted HIV.
I have AIDS.
I am dying. It is hilarious. Sasha, you can put a little clip of it.
Knock, knock.
Come in.
Hello.
Oh, no, not you again.
I've never been here before.
Sorry, I thought, because you're a hypochondriac, you would have been to the doctors before.
Don't presume. That's a backstory we didn't agree on beforehand.
That's improv, though, isn't it? You sort of go with the flow.
I don't take notes. Knock, knock.
Come in.
Hey.
Hi, how's it going? What seems to be the problem?
I've contracted AIDS.
How did you get that?
From an African prostitute.
But yeah, no, so it is a weird thing. But my big question is who's replacing OJ in those movies? Who is the which celebrity do
it's
we believe?
Kelsey Grammer? Is that what his name
Kelsey
is?
Kelsey Grammer from Frasier? Like, it's gonna
no,
be
no, not Kelsey Grammer. Fuck it. Travis Kelsey, duh. I was like, I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Travis Kelsey, and then Travis Kelsey's gonna kill Taylor Swift.
Travis Kelsey graduated today at the age of 34. You know what he did? He slammed a fucking beer after he grabbed his diploma.
He did? Oh,
my God. And everybody.
God bless him.
It's
God
really
bless
hard
him.
To hate the Kelsey.
People got
brother.
Pissed off at him for doing that.
Who gives a
Who
shit?
Who did?
Who gives a fuck? Lots of people on Twitter just said, oh, you know, any other student, they would have gotten kicked out for that.
No,
well,
they
he's
probably
not any other student. That's fucking
no,
Travis Kelsey.
He got this diploma. It's time to get the fuck out of there. I will
Most
say.
Football players? They're not doing that. They got their fucking brains knocked loose. They got rocks rolling around up there. Travis Kelsey went back.
Also, his brother also graduated from the same university. Jason Kelsey. It's really hard to like hate these Kelsey brothers. Like, I really like them. I think they're really good
guys. I loved fucking Jason Kelsey just screaming shirtless on the sidelines during his brother's game. Yeah. That was awesome.
Like, Jason Kelsey, I think, is really underrated because all of the attention goes to Travis. Their podcast, New Heights, is actually really funny. And I hate to say that I'm like, oh, these guys, once they're like Jason Kelsey just retired, but once Travis is done, they're going to be like Travis Kelsey is going to move into movies. And we're not going to be, we should not be surprised by that.
I mean, he's going to do the OJ thing and he's going to be in Naked Gun.
Yeah.
It's, 3.5 or whatever you want to call it. And then he's going to kill Taylor Swift and her lover.
Because of CTE.
And instead, the glove is not going to fit, guys. Yeah. This is my conspiracy theory. Okay, let's read a user submission. Okay, so this is someone who'd like to be known as A. Lamau.
Hi, Lamau.
Hey, Lamau. Their song recommendation is Dope Smoker by Sleep.
What? All right, listen. Dope Smoker by Sleep is a 1 hour and 30 minute song.
What? That is a feature film.
It is great. Dope Smoker by Sleep is a stoner rock band. They call it stoner rock because you're sunk into your couch and you don't even notice it's the same song.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Okay, and their question is, why testicles smell like that?
Great question. I have a theory. So,
you have a theory?
Sweat from your balls is different because sometimes your cum, it like seeps into your ball sack, right? I can't prove this, but
you
no
mean
one else
seeps
can.
Seeps out of your ball sack?
It seeps from your testicles into your inner ball sack. Are you following?
Okay.
No, but
you might need to diagram this later, but keep talking.
All right.
Now, it's modified, of course, by that fold between your legs and your dick. You know what I mean?
The gooch?
Not fold. No.
The gooch is like loose.
The crease between your leg and like... Where
oh, like
starts.
Where you like kind of like where it tucks, bit of your skin tucks into,
where
just like behind
where
your balls.
Your pubis ends and your leg begins.
Okay, yeah.
Is an area, it's like an armpit for your lower body, right?
Sure.
And I suspect that the semen you're sweating out mixes with that armpit smell, and that's why it smells like that. Thank you for your question.
Girl, cool. I was just going to say it's probably because this guy has a fungal infection. Yeah, I think your balls are unique. They do not smell. Our balls do not smell.
Send
like
us
that.
Your balls.
Yeah, if Take you want to prove that your balls don't have like a fungal infection that is ruining you, just
prove it.
You know, go to your homies and say, hey, but dude, can I smell your balls?
Can I smell your dick? What a classic. Malcolm, your theory?
My theory. Yeah,
what's your theory?
You know, listen, you guys, we're not sponsored by them, but, you know, it's time to use something like Manscaped, right? You know, for 25% off, you can use the promo code SignFucked, you know, and then, you know, you can get those balls looking good for their, you know, for whoever is you're going to be teabagging later.
Yeah, for use the special promo code SignFucked.
Yeah.
And pay full price for a subscription to Manscaped.
Yeah, I would recommend you use
guys, we're not getting paid.
A browser
shut up.
I would recommend you use a browser extension like Honey and use the promo code SignFuckery for 1% off any purchase over the next, 12
fellas.
Yeah, and while you're using that, you can go to shoot, what's the one with the underwear?
MeUndies.
Yeah, then you're going to use MeUndies. And so then your balls will be able to breathe and not smell so bad.
Are you worried about your cum tasting bad? Well, guess what? With the promo code SignFucking, you'll get 10% off your first order of Athletic Greens.
No, you won't. You will pay full price for your order every time.
This is not an ad. This is an extension of our love of our audience. It's a marriage between our audience members and potential products that could improve their life. Now, here's the thing.
Exactly.
The reason why I'm bringing it up is that, listen, it's a grooming issue. The reason your balls smell bad is because you need to groom, all right? You shave your face. You got to shave your balls, all right? Those old stanky ball hairs are weighing you down, literally and figuratively. So go in and then also use some nice soapy water. Get a nice like shave butter. You know, so
he's lying to you.
You know, get it nice and moisturized.
It's your cum.
Yeah, well, I gave an option to help with your cum. Drink Athletic Greens, bitch.
Oh my goodness.
You know, get that sweetness, all right? Get, you know, have a little bit of pineapple in your life.
Well, thank you for your question, A. Lamau, and for recommending Dope Smoker. I'm sure at least one person will listen to Dope Smoker as a result. It's a great album. Yeah. It's a great piece.
At least one.
If you listen to Dope Smoker, send us a screenshot that just shows that you have the full thing played through on, I don't know, Spotify.
Yeah, just drag the node to the end of the song. We will be able to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, play the song and then just have the very tip of your balls just in frame.
Yeah, put a
don't show us the whole thing, just a little
the backlighting bit of your monitor so we know it's you.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen, that as we like to say here at SignFuck, now that's the Clams Casino we could get behind.
That's the Clams Casino right
that's
there.
That's the Clams Casino. That's us
now
coming
that's the
up.
Clams Casino, baby.
That's us finding pearls at the Clams Casino, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what matters.
Two bitches tripping on a gold deal.